Welcome, welcome back to America's Heroes Group Roundtable, Veterans Court with Judge Hooks, Attorney Lori Roper, and Attorney Brian Scanlon, some of our heroes. Today is Saturday, January 23rd, 2021, and January is Cervical Cancer Awareness Month. Cervical cancer is one of those things, the only disease that's cancer that can be prevented by a vaccination. Make sure you get one. The host is Cliff Kelly, our governor of Talk Radio. I am the co-host, Colonel Dr. Damon Arnold. Our executive producer is Glenda Smith, and our digital media producer is Manny Carazzari. And we have some distinguished panelists with us today. They are people that I look up to because they do such great work. It's Lori Roper, the Cook County Supervisor, Attorney, Problem-Solving Courts. Brian Scanlon, the Cook County Assistant Attorney, Public Defender Office. And Stephen Kneifel, U.S. Army Sergeant and Illinois National Guard veteran who served from 1986 to 2010. We also have Mac Gunn, a U.S. Marine Corps veteran, served from 1982 to 1985. I'm not sure we got that last name, Gunn, but it sounds like it's military-orientated. our discussions today will be Veterans Treatment Court graduates. So I'll hand it over to Brian and Lori, and just take it away.
Lori, please start.
Hi. First, I'd like to say hello to everyone and Happy New Year. It's been a while, but I am happy to present to you two graduates of our Veterans Treatment Court program. They graduated from the program that Judge Hooks himself presides over, so they got his stamp of approval. Oh. So they finished the program and they did all that was required. And so, Brian, why don't you give us a little more information about our distinguished guests?
Yes, I'd be more than glad to introduce them. Am I coming across well?
Perfect.
Okay, great. So one of the things, as Mr. Kneifel, Mr. Gunn knows, is when they entered the military, you know, they had a mission, something they were going to complete. And then through Veterans Treatment Court, we returned them. We helped them complete that and clean up their lives and clean up their record. And the wonderful thing is both are very articulate and wonderful people. I love the name Mac Gunn. He sounds like it's a perfect name for the Marine Corps. And one thing that Judge Hooks and Lori want to emphasize to our veterans out there is that anybody 65 or older can go right in right now to the VA and get your vaccine. No questions asked, no waiting. Well, maybe wait in line, but there we go. If we could just maybe, I would like both gentlemen, if possible, to just introduce why they went into the military, when they went into the military, and what they accomplished.
Okay, why don't we start with Stephen Kneifel?
Yes, sir. Well, I went in, I basically delayed enlisted when I was still in high school, so my mom and dad had to sign off on it, and it was something I knew I wanted to do. I wasn't college wasn't really my thing, and I wanted to follow in footsteps of my stepfather and uncles who all were in Vietnam, my grandfather who was in World War II, so I just wanted to keep on the family tradition of being in the Army and also in the Air National Guard. And it was just a wonderful part of my life.
Fantastic. And what was your experience like when you first joined up? Because you're a 16-year-old, just strapping muscles and getting ready to go in. How was that experience for you?
Well, not exactly strapping muscles, but I loved the training aspect of everything and learning the discipline. I love the organization. Highly organized myself, and I just fell right into it, and it was just perfect for me. I can say a lot of good things about the military.
Okay, I'm going to come back to you, Steve, but maybe Mac, give us a little bit of an intro to yourself too, and then we're going to really dive deep into what it is that your experience was in this program.
Yeah, this is Mac. Can you guys hear me good?
Very well. Loud and clear. Well.
Yeah, I went in for a little different reason. I wanted to go to California real bad, and at the time my family couldn't really afford it. So I was going into the Army, but they didn't want to give me what I wanted. I wanted to play basketball for the military. And the Army couldn't promise me that, but the Marine Corps did. And they had promised me to go to California as well. And the guy from the recruiter told me, tell the Army that I am being all that I can be by being a Marine. So I joined the Marine Corps.
Fantastic. I need to go to the Army recruiting station and make that comment, you know, because they need to change their policy a little bit. Sounds like we're losing a lot of good people. Lori and Brian, you can step in any point, but, you know, maybe if Stephen just tell us this about the program and how he felt about, you know, the about the experience with going through this program and how it affected your life.
Boy, I tell you what, the Veterans Court, it really helped me out a lot to get my life back on track and really just to be a better Christian again. I kind of lost my way for a few years there, and I couldn't ask for a better bunch of people, Judge Hooks and Brian and Mike Daly, my probation officer. I mean, it was just a wonderful experience with Cook County that I never would have, I'm just glad I got the opportunity. Now I'm, devoting my life to helping veterans and donate as much as I can, whether it be monetary or my time, because I want to spend, the next 20 or 30 years doing that. Because of the Veterans Court.
Fantastic. You want to say something, Brian?
Yes. I would say to Stephen, when you first began the program, a lot of people are skeptical. Can I do this? Mm-hmm. What got you over that hurdle? Like, it's here in front of me. Can I do it, too? I'm doing it, and I did it.
Oh, that's something the military taught me. I mean, it's just, you got something in your mind and you have to do it. There's no ifs, ands, or buts. That was my mission, to get through it. And I did. I never was late to court, never missed a court date. All the drops, never missed a drop. I mean, I did exactly everything I was supposed to, and everything worked perfect.
Wow. That's quite a success story. It makes me feel great and proud that we have a system like this in place that can, save wonderful people like you. You know, most of the people going to the military are great. Go ahead.
Sorry. And I never knew about this program, and I just wonder how we can get more information out there so people do know about it, because, a lot of bad things can be said about Cook County, and this is something that is so wonderful, and we really should be bringing it to everybody's attention.
Fantastic. And Mac, what was your experience? What was going on with your experience in this whole process?
Yeah, I was introduced to the program through TAS, and he asked me, Josh asked me if I wanted to see if I wanted to join the Veterans Court system, and I talked to Brian and a couple other people, and it was one of the most wonderful experiences I've had, because going through regular court at Cook County, or any county for that matter, is pretty scary, as everybody knows. But the Veterans Court system was pretty different and pretty good. I enjoyed it, and I'm like, Steve, I would recommend that to any veteran, because it's a really good program.
Yeah. Brian, maybe you can tell us more about the program, and Lori. Yeah, Lori. Uh-huh.
No, I was going to just say that, interesting enough, people, we try to get the word out about the program. And one of the reasons why we invited you two gentlemen onto this show, because you are our best spokespeople. You show the world, you show Cook County what can be done when you put your mind to it. But also what I want to know, and what maybe the listeners want to know, is what was it about the program that made you want to, succeed? Specifically, what were the services that you had to engage in to complete the program? Steve?
Yes, ma'am. So a lot of it was at the VA, and I did mine at Hines VA, and it was I was there twice a week for treatment for a couple of years, and that wasn't easy. You know, you really have to open up to the doctors and the counselors and figure your whole life out again. And so that was pretty intense for such a long period of time. And then, of course, going to Cook County for court and then the drops and having to call in every morning. That was a little bit hard, you know, trying to hold a job down and then also trying to call in. And then if you have to run down and drop. So it was difficult, but like I said, it's a wonderful program, and I'll do whatever it takes to get people to get into the program. If there's anything I can do, I mean, I would love to help.
Yeah.
Excellent.
And so, Matt, what about you? What were the services that you took advantage of being a part of the program?
Yeah, I'm like Steve when it was coming to, you know, like calling in every morning to find out if I had to come down and take a drop. Yeah, I was really rough and working at the same time, too. And what I liked about the program was, like, you get accolades for getting from one phase to the next phase. And then with them, with you guys dismissing the charges after the completion of the program, that was one of my main goals, and I actually accomplished it, and I appreciate the whole court system for that. And like Steve said, I'd recommend that to just about anybody that could actually go through the rigors of going through the program. It's kind of rough, but at the end, it's very well worth it.
You know, Lori and Brian, is there a way you know, can give a telephone number, a website for people to find out more about this program? This is such an important program. It's something that these veterans deserve, that we have something here to help people who have gone through some of the traumas that we go through in the military when we serve. If you're serving in a combat zone overseas, even if you're serving over here, you put your life on the line every day. So how can they get in contact with you and find out more information? I want to make sure that gets out.
Mm-hmm. I'm always willing to take a call. It's 773-674-3217. That's once again 773-674-3217. Ask for the Veterans Treatment Court or just Brian Scanlon, and they will connect us.
Okay, great. Yeah, I think that's important for people to know that there's a lifeline out there to help people, because and I'm already hearing this, and I feel it in their voices, you know, both Stephen and Mac, that they are dedicated to service still. They have those qualities, that honor, that perseverance that will help people, other people in society. And so we cannot lose that. We have so many people, it sounds like, that are in this situation that need that help and need this kind of services that you're supporting them with. So, you know, maybe you can give a general overview of, you know, how does the program function? How long does it last? You know, what types of things, what kinds of services do you offer people as they're going through the program?
Yes, wonderful. Well, we usually just get introduced, you know, in the courthouse, and I'm the point person, or Lori. We usually do it as a team, and because it's the two of us. And we explain, and Stephen and Matt can tell you, that the program's 18 months long. And it's four phases, as maybe we discussed on the radio before. And then at the very beginning, and, you know, I have to just tell people, it's very difficult. It requires a lot of reporting. And coming into court and seeing Judge Hooks, who's a very, very pleasant man, and listen to his jokes, which is fun. But as we progress, we give you everything that you wanted before back. We give you services. There's a lot of like gift cards and things, travel cards, bus cards. We want to make everything as easy for you to accomplish your own goals as we can. And then this is the first year, last year, where we normally have a wonderful graduation. and Mac and Stephen were kind of robbed of it. And we're going to invite you back once graduation happens again. We bring in dignitaries, other people from the VA. There's food. There's these honor blankets that that a group makes, and they're dedicated to our veterans to cloak yourself in success. And if the people qualified, there's also the honor flights, which we've talked about. But basically, each phase gets easier and easier until we say, you know, we brought you here, we gave you the course, and please walk out the door, mission accomplished.
Fantastic. That sounds beautiful. Go, Lori. Yeah.
And I think that what really should be noted in this particular instance with these gentlemen is that not only were they put to task in terms of getting through these phases, I suspect that maybe the last phase or so, it may have occurred during COVID. I mean, this was really a difficult time for people who may have issues to try to get through. And with, you know, the isolation of being, you know, having to quarantine or just a kind of social distance, that had to be very difficult. So these men went on top of doing everything they're supposed to do for the court. They went through this during COVID, and I think our hat needs to go off to them for that, because it's difficult under normal circumstances. So,
yeah, that's really important to point out. And you know, one of the things that you know that sort of is sort of hidden behind this whole thing is that this system was set up because the regular court system wasn't meeting the needs of those veterans, and that this had to be established, right, to meet special needs of, you know, veterans.
Yes, that's the one thing that I can say that, I mean, that Brian and I can both say about Cook County, right, is that Chief Judge Evans had the foresight to essentially look at different areas of our court system and realize and recognize that there are different things need to be done for different people. The one good thing about Veterans Court is when you see them and they introduce what branch of service they were a part of, you know, you could see the pride even at the beginning. You could still see the pride of being a part of a particular branch of service, and you can see them, the camaraderie, it just starts to develop because they see these same people every week or so, every other week, and they start developing a bond, and you can see, you know, you see it. And so, you can't say enough good things about Chief Judge Evans creating different courts like mental health, veterans treatment court, drug court, things of that nature to kind of more or less zero in on the particular need of a certain sector of society.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And Colonel, I would ask Stephen, what was more difficult, Veterans Treatment Court or serving overseas in both Afghanistan and Iraq?
Oh, boy, I mean, they're both difficult, you know, just a different kind of difficulty. It took me a little while to get used to the Veterans Court. It really did. And at first I was worried that I wasn't going to make it through just because it was so intense. But as you said before, the phases got easier, and it was a wonderful experience. You know, it's because of the Veterans Court also that I'm working at Heinz VA now as a building maintenance mechanic also.
You should have held him here.
Wonderful, wonderful.
Wow.
And Mac, how was your basketball in California? Could you share that with the Colonel?
Yeah, I ended up playing for the Marine Corps for MCA GCC out in 29 Palms.
You have it with the mail?
For the base team, actually, and then there was intramurals, and then I ended up going to school out in California. After
it's not the in the coat, your
yes.
coat.
Yeah.
Say it again?
Mm-hmm. Oh, no, that was Lori. Go ahead, Mac.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I ended up playing for the Marine Corps, and then I went to college after the Marine Corps, and I stayed on like the little, if so to speak, the semi-pro basketball out in California for about 10 years.
Wow.
So it worked out pretty good for me.
Well, you went much further than I could. They pushed me off the court the first time I tried to play.
I would like to see if either gentleman, what was the experience like in the courtroom itself with the other people? Did you guys bond? Were you able to say to somebody, hey, pick up your mission. Let's get you there together.
I think everybody bonded pretty well when we were, while Judge Hooks was getting ready for court and everything, and we all just kind of talked and, got to know each other. And you can definitely see who was in the military and who wasn't, because anytime we all went up there, we were, had our we were at parade rest or yes or no, sir. I mean, it was,
wow.
It brought back a lot of memories.
And I think I gave out candy bars pretty liberally.
Yeah.
But that also, you bring up a good point, Brian, because one of the things I was thinking about when you were saying that is that, one of the important things, especially in the military, if you were in a part of a unit, is always that you're not here alone, because you are here with a group. And, just knowing that other people are going through similar situations.
So you're not
really
going
important.
Alone?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Wow.
So, yes, because I noticed that in the audience where if maybe somebody was falling a little behind, let's just say, in their reporting or their treatment, they got support from not just the team, but just from the other participants.
Yes, yes. Yeah, that's one other thing. I'm going to ask you, Brian, and then you, Lori, what is it that made you drawn professionally to this program? Why was it so important for you to get involved with this? And what has been your experience with going working with this program? So I'm going to start with Brian.
For me, once I was offered this opportunity, I jumped on it. I practice law in the traditional sense, but I really love this opportunity to step out of the traditional roles at 26 in California and Cook County and say, our goal here, for my goal, is to save lives, to save souls. Mm-hmm. And when we can clean up somebody's life and say, we're returning you to society, back to your mission for the veterans, mm-hmm. and see the transformation, great. I've done trials. I've done the traditional role of the lawyer, but this one brings me great personal satisfaction. I've had family members both in the military and non-military who have, as we said, gotten a little off track, and then seeing them get back on track and see that original person. Yeah. When I see the vet come into the courtroom and then we say, look, this is going to be easy. Can you do it? And I take you from, with Lori, I'm not taking all the credit, from can I do it to I'm doing it to wow, we did it.
Wow.
That brings me great satisfaction.
I can imagine.
I'll let Lori.
Okay, Lori, what about yourself?
In 2011, I was offered this position as supervisor over these courts, and I took it because I come from a military family. My dad was Army. My brother was Army. So, and my best friend is a retired Marine. So, I love the aspect of the service, and I love the fact that, we have to find a way to help and give back if we can. And, at 26 in California, we don't have the greatest outcomes. Mm-hmm. There can be some sadness coming out that building. Mm-hmm. And this is a beacon of hope. Mm-hmm. When you see these gentlemen and women mm-hmm. come out completely changed, completely ready to continue giving back to society, I mean, you can't ask for anything more than that. So I love it.
Okay, so we're running it down on time, but give me that number again and how they can contact you. Okay.
I'm Brian Scanlon, and we have Lori Roper here too. And the phone number is 773-674-3217. And you can ask for the attorney in Veterans Treatment Court, or just Veterans Treatment Court, or ask for us by name, and we will return your call as fast as we can. And it can just be general information. If we can't answer it, I will find a way to bring you to the person who can, maybe at the VA, pass on some other numbers or something.
Oh, I want to put a plug out here for more funding for your program. I know money is always an issue with this new administration in D.C. Please listen to this and fund these programs. They are successful. And I want to thank our partners. And, you know, the Veterans Court with Judges Hooks and Attorney Lori Roper and Attorney Brian Scanlon is something that should be emulated across the country. And I want to thank you for being with us, Stephen and Mark. I am so glad that you are successful stories and you are burning bright the honor and the dignity that we should be exemplifying as military personnel. Thank you for your service, all four of you. Thank you for your service. And we're going to be going on to a commercial break. We'll be back right away. So stay tuned.
Thank you, sir.